If you're paralyzed, you don't have to stay paralyzed.
Hvis du lam, så trenger du ikke å være lam.
If you've got diabetes,
hvis du har sukkersyke,
with the doctors it's impossible.
Men for legen er det umulig.
But with Dr. Jesus it's easy.
Men det enkelt for Dr. Jesus.
He heals you.
Han helbreder deg.
He wants to give you sight.
Han vil gi deg syn.
He wants to give you power.
Han vil gi deg kraft.
And number three, in the name of Jesus,
I Jesu navn,
I believe you are curing the people.
In 9 years, more than 132,000 people have been diagnosed with the disease in the United States. Nearly 81,000 have died.
It's about that time. It is 8 o'clock. It's only Saturday night. Time for your Dark Entries Goth Radio with your ghostly host with the most, DJD, bringing you spooky tunes and horror business until about 10 o'clock. Tonight, very special show. Not going to be doing any theme sets or playing any new releases. Instead, everything is actually going to be coming from my old CD collection and with a dash of vinyl possibly thrown in there as well. And we'll be raiding the vault also here at the studio. I'm going back to the old days of the show. I hauled up a bunch of CD notebooks. And that's what we're doing. So we're going back to the Batcave. Artie Dark Entries Goth Radio. It's 229 days until All Hallows Eve. And this is Dark Entries Goth Radio. Let's go.
Bewildered seamer chatter from all sorts of tiny hearts. Came from next door. Yeah. choice on Super Battle. They got sort of breasts and lips at Hunter. And the choice of matter in the scream of chatter is just a little parasitic scream of whores.
Wow!
Screaming whores!
Wow!
In a rose garden.
Wow!
Swords! Virgin Mary was tired, so tired of listening to gossip, gossip and complaints in the Rose Garden. Rose Garden. Rose Garden. Funeral of Soares.
Sorry about the delay there, kids. Slight technical difficulties. But we're good. I think we're back on now. I think we're good to go. So Dark Adventures Goth Radio is on your radio with your host, DJ D. Spooky Tunes and Horror Business until 10 o'clock. Playing nothing but the old CDs and vinyl I've pulled out of the vault. I literally dusted off my CD cases for this thing today. Literally. I had them stored, the notebooks, in a giant trunk type thing that I had stored in a closet. It's been sat there for at least 6 years. Drug that out, pulled them out. They're covered in just gunk and dust and everything and dirt. And as I was watching TV, I brought out some cleaner and literally dusted off my notebooks and cleaned them up. And so I'm pulling everything out now. It's pretty wild to flip through this stuff again after the first time in years. And probably I'll actually be getting out some vinyl on the show tonight too. So we're going back to the Batcave in the 80s and beyond. I think some of the newest stuff I'm going to be playing tonight, this maybe came out 10 years ago, I don't know. I've got some slightly newer stuff, but we'll see how the show goes. Hopefully not too many technical issues. Also want to give a big thanks to WDZ, who not only does a stellar show every week that you should be listening to here Saturday nights 6 to 8, but also just for his amazing kind words earlier. That was really cool of him. Great guy and great show. Definitely check that out every week. All right, kids, let's do a show. We are going to kick it off with, I hate to be a bummer, like I said, but unfortunately my sweet little kitty cat, Squeakers, who I've had for about 18 years, passed away last weekend. And I knew it was going to happen soon. I knew I was going to probably have to put her to sleep soon because her health was declining and going downhill pretty badly. But I'd actually had a vet appointment scheduled for her for Tuesday. And I guess she decided she didn't want to go to the vet anymore. So she'd had enough of that, decided it was time to go. So, but she, last Friday night, she couldn't really jump anymore. She kind of got to where she, you know, she's pretty elderly, and she was having a hard time getting around. But she always liked to sit in my lap, so like I would pick her up and put her in my lap and stuff if I was in the recliner. And anyway, last Friday night, she mustered up everything she had, and she jumped up in my recliner. She climbed up in my lap. She kind of laid on my chest. And as I was sat in my recliner for a few hours, she just laid there, and she looked right up at me. She just kept staring at me the whole time for a few hours. And then she eventually made her way over to the little table next to my chair and went to sleep. And I usually pass out in the recliner and then get up in the middle of the night and go to bed. So I did that somewhere around 2 or 3 in the morning, went to bed, and got up kind of late Saturday. And when I did, that was it. I found her on the floor there. I think that was her way of, like, saying goodbye. I think that was it. I think she mustered up everything she had and wanted to have one last little cuddle session. I'm going to knock out a set real quick to honor the old Squeakers, a.k.a. Because, like, every cat, she has, like, six nicknames, right? So, like, all cats have multiple names. So, Squeakers, a.k.a. Squeakerdoo, a.k.a. Nubbins. I call her Nubbins because she had a little nubbin tail. Moo Cow Cat because she looked like she was part cow. She was white with big black spots, so she was part cow. And sometimes her name was, oh, my God, could you not? I think that's what she thought her name was. She heard that a lot. So that's it. I'm going to miss my little buddy. The apartment is very quiet now. I'm trying to get used to that. So this is I'm going to do a little set. I think what are we kicking off with? What are we doing? Oh yeah. So a few songs kind of in the mood of just sort of like missing someone, and not even necessarily having to do with cats, but just sort of like pining after something or someone or mourning something. And just in that general theme. And then we're going to actually end it with something kind of upbeat. I'm actually going to end it with some Turbo Gazzo, local band. Amazing, fantastic local band who only does songs that are cat-related. So we're going to kind of end on an upbeat note for the set. But to start it off, here's a little Clan of Zymox, one of my favorite songs. One of the most depressing songs they ever made. But still, fantastic. I was lucky enough to see them at the Radio Room in Greenville last year and got to just belt out and sing along with this as they sang it in this tiny little club. This is Louise. This goes out to Squeakers on your Dark Entries Goth Radio.
Thank you. fateful week. Marianne, I think I'm drowning. The sea is killing me. Why did you call me Marianne? Across the water, across the to sing from the
Trevor Gatto with Kitty Pizza Party to that's from the album Paw Power. Columbia's own Trevor Gatto, made up of friends of mine, Gina and Kevin. Solid people who were members of several bands here in town, but Turbogat is one of the most fun ones they do. All cat-themed stuff. Before that, we had some stuff from... What did we have? We had a Typo Negative with Die With Me. That's from the October Rust album. We kicked the whole show off there with Bauhaus, actually. Live Bauhaus stuff from the Press Ejected to be the Tape album with Rose Garden, A Funeral of Sores. Clan of Zymox in there. And then we kicked off the tribute set to Squeakers with Clan of Zymox with Louise, Sisters of Mercy in there with my favorite sister song, Marion. And then Typo Negative in there with Die With Me, and just now Turbogato with a Kitty Pizza Party. All that goes out to my little squeaker dude, who unfortunately has moved on to the next plane. So see you on the other side, kid. It's not going to be the same without her. I had another one actually before her that lived to be about also the same, about 18 years. His name was Freddie. And they couldn't have been more opposite personalities. Squeakers was... pure sweetness. She was made of sweetness and floof. That's all she had. She didn't have a single aggressive bone in her body. She was just all sweets all the time. And Freddie was different. Freddie was from the streets. And Freddie didn't give a fluff. Freddie would have walked in the studio right now, made eye contact with you, clawed out one of your eyes just to prove a point, and then left. Yeah, Freddie didn't mess around, but it's kind of good. It's probably best that they didn't actually ever meet because they wouldn't have gotten along. But yeah, two different cats altogether. Not surprisingly, Freddie was an orange cat. If you know anything about cats, that shouldn't be a shock. All right, let's move on. We're getting out of theme sets now. The rest of the show, honestly, is just going to be just kind of a mismatch of stuff as I think of it as I go along. Oh, I'm gonna pull the curtain back on tonight's episode. It is not planned at all. It really isn't. I just hauled a bunch of CD notebooks up here. And checked a little bit out of the vault we have here in the studio, and kind of glanced at the vinyl a little bit. But I really didn't put a plan together at all as far as what was going to happen. So I'm just sort of like in between tracks. I'm just sort of like throwing stuff together. We're going to see what happens. I did have a few bands I definitely wanted to work in at some point. So friends, Petals and Thorns from the Broken Mirror album. It's called Lift the Veil right here in Dark Entries Gallery Radio.
Yeah. Yeah.
little Dick Can't Dance there with Anywhere Out of the World. Just round out that set. We started off with some had some Petals and Thorns in there. Friend of the band, friend of the show, with a track called Lift the Veil. Switchblade Symphony in there with a track called Mine Eyes. That's from their first album. And The Shroud in there with Roses from another solid album. And Dead Can Dance is what we just heard with Anywhere Out of the World. We are halfway into the show, kids. This is Dark Entries Goth Radio with your host DJD. Doing a very interesting special edition of the show, playing no new releases at all, and just entirely relying on CDs and possibly a little vinyl to come up a little bit later. So we'll see how that goes if there's time. And we're here till 10 o'clock doing spooky tunes and horror business. And at this point, this is where we normally would take a little break and do some words of wisdom from Uncle Charlie. But I unfortunately don't have what I need with me tonight to make Uncle Charlie happen. But I'll see if there's some sort of substitute. You know what? Actually, there is a substitute. I'll tell you this. Yeah, this will work out in the next set. We're not really going to get words of wisdom, but we are going to take a little break like we usually do. We do a normal break. Come back. We're going to play a few little cool things, including some Sex Gang Children, which I already had planned. But also in that set, you know I'm going to work in? Skinny Puppy with Warlock, which features good old Uncle Charlie as a sample. So if you know the track, you know. If you know, you know. So that'll be our words of wisdom for tonight. And your request, 803-576-9872. That's 803-576-WSC. I am limited to sort of what's in the vault and what's my personal collection I've got with me right now. So I can't make guarantees about requests. But if you got something cool and kind of old school, especially from the 80s or 90s, that's mostly what I've got right now, so we'll see what we can do. And that's that about that on that. But we're going to take a little 9 o'clock break like we normally do, and that's all the same. That doesn't change, because you know what that starts with. It's good old Willie, and that's happening right now.
On the road again.
Nearly 700,000 Americans were arrested on marijuana charges last year. That's an enormous waste of law enforcement resources and terribly unfair to those arrested and their families. It's time we stopped arresting adults who smoke marijuana responsibly. For more information, visit Normal's website at www.normal.org or call toll-free 888-67-NORMAL and tell them Willie sent you.
Well, this is Trent from Nine Inch Nails. When I'm hanging out in Colombia, I am listening to UFC 90.5 FM on your dial.
Self-defense is anything we do to make our lives safer on a daily basis. Self-defense is fighting with our fists, yelling, telling him to stop looking at us, running away, listening to our gut instinct, getting support, knowing that we are worth defending, talking about what happened.
Playing rock!
And playing rock. The goal of self-defense is to provide all women, children, queers, people of color, and targeted communities with options and skills that are effective and practical, no matter what our experience, age, level of fitness, or shape of body may be.
Thank you.
dance.
Take my hand, let's take things so far.
pray out in the garden. I catch your eye out on the edge there. Oh, we can fly.
Because Dark Entrance Goth Radio is on your radio with host DJ D, and that's set. We just heard some Zero Licresche with Last Year's Wife. And before that, just a second here, was Cinema Strange from their second album, The Astonished Eyes of Evening. And that's a band that really needs to do more. I wish they would churn out like three more albums. I can't get enough Cinema Strange, but haven't heard anything from them in a long time. Anyway, that was from that album, and the track was called... This is actually the full title of the track, Dead Eyes Open, or How the Woman in the Attic Fled, Never to Return. I love Cinema Strange. Let's see, we kicked this off there with some stuff, though, from Sex Gang Children. We had some Sebastian in there, as well as the Bram Stoker's Dracula soundtrack. A little touch of that for our Sword of Words of Wisdom set from the main theme. And then we had some Skinny Puppy in there with Warlock. I guess that was our Words of Wisdom as a set. We've got about half an hour left in the show. It just occurs to me that tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, which doesn't mean too much to me. I don't really celebrate. I don't do too much, but I figure it would be fun to kind of do sort of an Irish-themed set here. And I don't have all the Irish bands I normally would have on me at the moment, but I do have some Virgin Prunes, because you better believe I got some Virgin Prunes. So that's what's going to kick off the next set. You do a double shot of them from the live Sun's Fine Devils album. That's what we're going to have come up in just a second. But so the whole city is green, obviously. If you're in Columbia, you see all the kids walking around wearing green. So I guess things are going down tonight. Like I said, it doesn't mean too much to me. I don't really celebrate it too much, other than it just happens to be my mother's birthday, just by coincidence. And she's no longer with us anyway either, so she'll, you know, that would have been tomorrow. But that's pretty much all it is. But it is fun to get on some Virgin Prunes. It's always fun. Double shot. We got some Walls of Jericho and some Caucasian Walk. Come back, talk a little bit more. Dark Entrance Goth Radio is on your radio, 9.5 WCFF. We'll be right back.
business on the clocks of television. Folks won't find them some straight in those streets
that don't go away in morning studios.
Whatever happened to a month's operation on 73?
I think it's lost, yes, it's lost in a world of satisfaction.
That's lost the wives. For Cleisha, sing her in a band that's lost the wives. For Cleisha, walk. For Cleisha, talk.
For Cole, do nothing.
Don't do nothing.
I see there's only truth in it.
Frustration won't die.
That's the type of poison that doesn't count in life.
I think not of the glasses, but of the drink. Like a crazy singer in a band that's just a wild. Like a crazy singer in a band that's just a wild. Vocation rock, vocation charm.
So don't do nothing, don't do nothing.
Glitter, stardust, and don't come for
you. You know why you're out there.
For every one of you to look at.
It's the type of covenant in a situation, and that's the reason for the nothing, nothing.
Like a crazy singer in a band that's lost the wise.
A crazy singer in a band that's lost the wise.
Vocation walk, vocation talk.
So don't do nothing, don't do nothing. I say nothing, nothing, nothing. Say crazy singer.
Patient 73.
True, I think it's lost. Yes, it's lost. And a little satisfaction.
until it's time for us to speak. Whilst others hear our sleeping sound, I'll slip away by floorboard creek.
Oh,
Echo Cleaner that I believe may have just put one album out. I could be wrong. The track's called Gattaca. Dark Entries Goth Radio. And that's going to be the last set. I'm going to play one more track, and then we're just going to hand it off to DJ Rigatoni. She's on the scene, and she'll be up in just a few minutes with Into the Saucepan. So thanks for listening tonight, kids. That set we kicked off, we had some Skinny Puppy in there with Warlock. We had some Cinema Strange. I think I talked about that earlier. We had some Virgin Prunes. That's right. We kicked it off for a little bit of a St. Patrick's Day mini set with a double shot of Virgin Prunes from the live Sun's Fine Devils album. That was Walls of Jericho and Caucasian Walk. X-Men Deutschland in there with a Young Man. And I think, like I said a couple weeks ago, Adi Huva just put out her new album, Codes. And I just cannot believe that I can actually say that Anya Huva is putting new music out. I don't have any hope out that this is going to lead to an X-Men reunion and possibly a tour. I know that's probably not going to happen, but a boy can hope. Speaking of dream tours that I would love to see, it would be, honestly, if my two main ones would be, X-Men Deutschland and Virgin Prunes. If I could wish two bands to get back together and actually go on tour again, that would be the two. Susie and the Banshees after that with Scarecrow, with one of my favorite Susie tracks. And Cleaner is what we just heard with a track called Gattaca Schizo. And that's going to do it, kids. I got one more track to get to play, and then we're going to get out of here. And after that, I'm going to play that one, then we're just going to kind of hand that off to Rigatoni, so she'll be up in a few minutes. But you can catch me on all the socials at DarkEntriesDJD. That's where I'm at on Instagram and TikTok, while it still exists, I guess. Not sure what's up with that, but I've actually been having some login problems on TikTok. I don't know if you guys have had or not, but I can't get logged in lately. I was actually going to post something just the other day and kind of jumpstart that again and start posting to that regularly again, but it's not letting me in. Maybe it knows its demise is coming, so it's resisting. I don't know. So we'll see how that goes. And on Facebook, I'm the only thing called Dark Entries Goth Radio. You can easily find me there. The show's recorded as it always is, and I'll have it uploaded to the podcast in the next couple of days. That's at darkentriesgothradio.podbean.com. There's a pretty good chance you're listening to the show right now on that thing. So if that's the case, thanks for hitting click and play. Appreciate it. Speaking of the show next week, unfortunately, I will not be on. Next week is actually Purim. And I'm going to be in synagogue for services for most of the day. So that's kind of takes up the day, and it eats into my time to drive down here. So I don't think I'll have time to knock out both. So I'll be doing synagogue stuff. We have too many holidays. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying. We have a lot. We got Purim next weekend. Next month I got Passover. Then we got High Holidays coming in around the corner. I know it's not till like September, but like it's, you know. Then it's like a whole bunch of them in a row, and we need to dial back on the holidays. Seriously. You Christians have the trick. Let me tell you. You got the big two, and that's it. So I'm not going to see you next week, but I will see you in 2 weeks for sure. That's going to be on the 30th, and we're hopefully working some more new releases and definitely some more stuff from the CDs and vinyl. Definitely, I didn't have time to work into vinyl tonight, but I'm going to work on that for the 30th on that show. So I will see you in a couple of weeks. Do not go anywhere. DJ Rigatoni is up next with Into the Saucepan, and that'll be in just a few minutes, but we're going to get out of here with one last track, and it's actually somebody who I haven't played on the show enough, a band that I've actually done a gig with, believe it or not. I did a gig at New Brooklyn Tavern a million years ago with Rasputina. Really nice people. Meet them if you can. Rasputina, Transylvania Concubine, to end the show. I'll see you in a couple weeks, kids. As always, keep it spooky. And binds me in converse with the moon, let their pale skin wonder how they chew on their pointy teeth and their beauty. They know it's a duty to be candace in their hearts. Their minds they have to whisper, see them as sister, look into their eyes, and you'll be in Transylvanian concubine. You know what flows there like wine. Style is a master cackling with laughter, now 7 to 1. Cakey is a maker, Catholics try to shake up all the things up from their lives, but their day, the size, their song. They know what they do is wrong. Stay here with us, it's just time.